This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Mike Pesca. Coming up, a visit to the Los Angeles County Fair.
So this has to be the biggest cow on Earth. It is so gigantic. I'm not sure. I'm wondering if it will moo for us.
Madeline, I think the cow will moo. I have faith in the cow.
You have faith in the cow. Would you bet on that?
Smart money's on the cow.
Smart money's on the cow. Well, Mike, as you know, there is no such thing as a sure thing. And that is what about 100 people in the rural town of Martinsville, Virginia, found out. They now owe a lot of money in one of the largest mortgage frauds ever. Some of the alleged scammers were locals, a lay minister and her daughter who runs a beauty shop. Now the victims are trying to get out from under mortgages they say they didn't even know they'd signed up for. New York Times reporter John Leland has the story in today's paper. Earlier, he explained how the scam worked.
Let's say I'm the victim. They tell me that I can get involved in this for no money down, no loss to myself, and they're going to obtain properties and then sell them at a profit, and I will receive a piece of that profit. I make my credit information available to them. They then obtain a mortgage in my name for a dollar figure much, much higher than they have agreed to buy that property. Say they had made an agreement to buy this house for $100,000, had it appraised at $200,000. They get me a mortgage for 80% of $200,000, which is $160,000. They pocket the $60,000. And then they might do that for four or five houses.
Why would the victims fall for this? What made them susceptible to the come-ons of these people?
Well, they really trusted these people. These are people in your community. This is a community of 15,000 people. They knew this mother and daughter very well. One of them was a minister. You know, the other one did all their hair, or their wife's hair, or their friend's hair. And they said they were told they could join this investment club, and there would be no risk for themselves. And everybody got the promise that they would get, you know, a $2,000 check here and a $3,000 check here. So let's say I'm suspicious of it. I then see my neighbor get a $2,000 check out of it, and then my neighbor on the other side joins it, and they get a $3,000 check. And here I am sitting there with my suspicions, and it's a tough, you know, it's a area that's been hit hard by closings of textile mills and furniture-making factories, and you see your neighbors getting a check for $2,000 and a check for $3,000. You know, it gets very, very tempting.
So did the victims actually lose money, or did they just have their credit rating destroyed?
Well, they have these loans that they're in default on. So people might have $1 million worth of mortgages that are in their names now, and they can't possibly pay them.
So they own these houses now?
They do own the houses, and the houses are much, much worth much, much less than they were appraised for. So they can't get rid of them. Since they're in default on the mortgages, the banks now have control of them, and the banks have been unwilling to shed them in a fire sale. So people aren't able to get out from under.
So I guess, were other people involved, the appraisers, for example?
Again, no charges have been made against anybody. They are named in the lawsuit brought by the mortgage company that ended up with all these bad mortgages. They feel that there were appraisers involved. There were people at the local mortgage companies and banks involved. They feel this couldn't have gone on without the complicity or negligence of people at several steps in the process.
How much money is involved, and how much money did the victims lose?
We don't know the full tally so far. It seems like it's at least $40 million and maybe twice that.
So it could be $80 million.
There could be $80 million in this.
Now, these people who were duped into this, these aren't rich people.
They're not rich people, but they were chosen specifically because they had high credit scores, so they could borrow a lot of money. People seem so betrayed, and they also feel embarrassed. I mean, I talked to a woman who's a municipal employee, and she said her name was in a local paper, and she was just so embarrassed among her colleagues to have fallen for this scam. And now she was almost teary whenever we talked, and she wanted to send her daughter to graduate school. You know, which I think was a big accomplishment in their family. But now she found she didn't have the money and she couldn't help her. And it just broke her heart.
And she must be really angry, too, at her so-called friend.
She's angry. She's sad. She's flustered by being so far over her head, involved in finances that she never would have gotten involved in. And again, these are people that protected their credit rating so zealously. That's why they were chosen. So these are people who never were late on a credit card payment. And all of a sudden, and they were raised never to owe money. And all of a sudden, they owe money far beyond what they could ever repay on their jobs.
New York Times reporter John Leland, his article on one of the biggest mortgage frauds in U.S. history is in today's paper. Thank you, John.
Thanks for having me.